Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests to have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Brian Bogert on the line, and he's owner and president over at the Brian Bogert Companies. Brian, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here, brother. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you and your guest.
All right, so I'm excited about today's topic. So it's not an easy one to cover, but I know this is one of your expertise. It's how choosing to embrace pain creates success and avoids suffering. So nobody likes pain, but you're going to teach us, and I'm in. So this is going to be a good thing. But before we get into the topic, I do want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at the Brian Bogert Companies. So tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Yeah, so we are a human behavior and performance company. I'm also a keynote speaker and an author, and we work primarily, at least in a one-to-one capacity, with high performers, executives, entrepreneurs, high-performing salespeople, often folks who've earned multiple six figures, even seven figures, and they're just feeling stuck, stymied in their efforts to fill potential. And we work with individuals to become more aware, more intentional, and more of who they already are, their most authentic selves, because that's when the door starts to crack to perspective, motivation, and direction. So. Yeah, very excited about the work we're doing. We're on a mission to impact a billion lives over the next 25 years, and it's been a fun journey thus far, and I'm looking forward to where it goes.
Man, that's awesome. And some of the people that you just described in terms of your client base, I mean, they're listening right now and they may be feeling stuck. I want to give them just a little bit more so that they do reach out. Cause at the end of this, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave obviously your website or social media or email, wherever you want people to connect with you. But I want to make sure they follow up. So, can you tell us a little bit more about like what a typical just like engagement looks like how you're helping these high performers?
Yeah, so in the one-to-one coaching, it's a little different, but we go pretty deep through an intrinsic journey on their side, and we just give them a whole lot of tools and resources to better understand their emotional triggers, their behavioral patterns, and the things that have kind of kept them in that self-defeating path or, frankly, stuck from where they want to get. We also have group coaching programs as well as a self-led course that brings all these concepts into a different type of format for people at different levels to consume at different paces. But yeah, the one-to-one work is a lot of fun because you get to go really deep into someone's life and our wins become other people's wins. But it's helping them just get more aware and intentional in everything they do. And that's where they can start to feel like they've got an element of influence and control back in their lives and their business and their relationships. And that's when joy, freedom, and fulfillment starts to come back in.
Man, that's awesome. Well, let's switch it up a bit. I do want to get into today's topic. So how choosing to embrace pain creates success and avoids suffering. I mean, this is a big one. Right now, when we're recording this, we're in the middle of our, I don't know, tail end, or we're somewhere in a pandemic, they tell me. So that being said, I mean, where do you want to start this topic? It's a big one, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to go through this in our time format in a pretty thoughtful way so that people have something they can walk away with. But I think you said it right? I think the world tells us to reduce, eliminate, or avoid pain, and I'm just telling you the world is wrong. What we need to do is start to learn how to lean into that pain, learn to embrace that pain as a tool towards our success, and that's when we can start to avoid suffering and gain freedom. I'm going to start with a real quick story because it'll give perspective as to where the concept came from, and then we'll talk about where and how to apply this. And again, we're going to do this in a really hard-hitting, fast format so that people can walk away with some value. I want everybody to just close their eyes for 1 second, and I want you to imagine walking out of a store after a successful shopping trip and turning your head and seeing a truck barreling 40 miles an hour right at you with no time to react. That's where this portion of my story begins. My mom, my brother, and I went to our local Walmart to get a 1-inch paintbrush. And as we got back to the car and I'm standing there waiting for my mom to catch up and unlock the doors, truck pulled up in front of the store, parked, and the driver and middle passenger got out. Passenger all the way to the right felt the truck moving backwards. So he moved over to put his foot on the brakes, just like any one of us would do. Instead hit the gas, and combination of shock and force had him thrown up on the dashboard and heading 40 miles an hour right at us. He got to our car, knocked me over, ran over me diagonally, tore my spleen, left a tire track scar on my stomach, and continued on to completely sever my left arm from my body. Now, my guardian angel was there that day. I always have to give her acknowledgement because she saved my life and she ultimately saved my limb by getting it on ice within minutes. Now, I know most people were not expecting it to go there today. And yes, I have a very unique story. But what I've learned in all of my time of doing this is that we all have unique stories. And what's important is that we pause and become aware of the lessons that we get from those stories and then become intentional with how do we apply them into our lives. So I learned two primary lessons. The first is I learned not to get stuck by what had happened to me, but get moved by what I could do with it. And the second is one I didn't realize until far later, but that's where the topic came from. See, I spent many years in a fog after that accident, but my parents not. The idea of their son growing up without the use of his arm was a source of great suffering for them. And so they willed themselves through great pain and discomfort on a daily basis to do what was necessary to ultimately heal and strengthen me. And so I realized that far later in life that whether it was intentional or not, they engraved in me a way of living, which was to embrace pain to avoid suffering. And so what that really means, right, is what does that look like? We can embrace the pain of hit gym for 30 minutes every day to avoid the suffering of aches and pains of a sedentary lifestyle. We can embrace the pain of firing our top salesperson as a business owner to avoid the suffering of lack of business growth and losing all of our other top talent because they're the biggest cancer in our culture. We can embrace the pain of a difficult conversation with a loved one to avoid being in a loveless marriage or frankly being stuck in a marriage when divorce is really what we want. And so this concept applies to everything. And so this is not only the concept I used to overcome this unique injury, but also how my business partners and I built our last business from $250,000 to over $15 million in the span of a decade. And now how we've flipped it on its head and have used it to help hundreds of individuals and organizations become more aware, more intentional, and more of who they already are, their most authentic selves. And so to answer the question on how do we start to do this, I think we've got to understand a couple of key things. The difference between pain and suffering, right? Pain is one of those things that we tend to put clarifying words in front of, which automatically changes the definition. Pain is defined as short-term, intermittent, and a direct cause of something, and is alleviated once that direct cause is removed. But we put acute and chronic in front of it, which helps us feel better. But by putting chronic in front of the word pain, we automatically change the definition. Because anything that's longer than short-term, intermittent, and still persists after that direct cause is removed isn't pain. It's suffering. And the thing is we don't want to admit that suffering exists in our lives, particularly when it's a direct result of our choices. But that's why it's so important for us to understand the critical role of pain and the short-term intermittent pains and how they compound over time to give us freedom and help us avoid those areas of suffering. So there's three different ways that we can break this down and really understanding how to start applying this in our lives. We need to acknowledge the suffering that we wish to avoid and get really clear on that. And it sounds a little backwards, but what that really means is let's get clear on what's important to us. What is the legacy we want to leave, the purpose we have, the goals we want to set, the business accomplishments and family scenarios that we want? Because anything opposite of the things that we want is ultimately suffering if we don't accomplish it. And so we've got to start there by getting clarity on the moments and the things that we want to experience in our lives. Because when we can attach it, when we can see it, when we can touch it, that's when we can start to go after it and really have that be a part of our lives. The second is we've got to identify the pains that we tend to avoid and learn to embrace them. And so this, I'm going to use the gym example because it's one we can all relate to, right? Is it the actual pain of lifting weights that we tend to avoid, or is it the anxiety from a crowded gym? I think so often we tend to just buck reasons for not doing something on the surface level or what we would expect. But the reality of it is there's often reasons that we don't do certain things that are emotional triggers or behavioral patterns that are below the surface level reasons that we tell ourselves we're not doing it. And so we could just tell ourselves we don't like to work out, or we can own the fact that being in that crowded gym gives us anxiety and that keeps us in that self-defeating path. So it's not about putting ourselves into unnecessary amounts of pain, but learning the ones that we need to embrace on our pathway to success. And then lastly, we have to apply this as a habit in all areas of our lives, right? One of my favorite quotes is that people are celebrating in public for what they've practiced in private for years. And what I know definitively in working with these high performers and what I see is some of the most successful people I know have failed way more times than they've succeeded. But they also are the ones that learn to embrace the pains necessary to get them where they want in their lives. personally, professionally, and in service to others. And so we really walk with people to recognize that, you know, consistency is key, but relentless consistency on. And so how do we make sure that we, when we feel pain, which is really an indication of what we need to be paying attention to, it gives us perspective that we need to learn, lean into those moments and do that consistently over time. So that's that concept, brother. And you're right. It is a big one. And hopefully that gave enough context for people to really understand what this is and start to put some elements of it into their own lives.
So Brian, there, you know, obviously this is going to vary from person to person, level of success, you know, a lot of different things that are going to contribute to this. So I know there's no blanket answer, but I know you've worked with a lot of people. And based on your experience and based on working with a lot of people, I know that you notice like certain themes tend to come up like over and over again. What do you think are some of those things that hold people back from really embracing this concept?
Yeah, so I think, well, embracing this concept is because I think we're just conditioned to avoid or reduce or eliminate pain. I mean, we literally are grown up in a world where, you know, we feel some element of pain, we feel some discomfort in a bad discussion with a client or a loved one, and what do? We shove it under the rug or we shove it down into our gut and we just move through it with a big smile. I think we're so conditioned to avoid, reduce, or eliminate that what do people do? We numb, right, with multiple different variety of things. We avoid by just literally shoving it down. And so what has happened is that we've been conditioned that way. We started being conditioned that way as kids, right? And our world has continued to do that. So one of the big themes is literally the world has to do this. But the other piece of it is I have found that the role of the word should in people's lives can be unbelievably damaging. Should is a word I'm on a mission to remove from our language because it is a shame-based word and automatically implies that whatever we're doing isn't good enough. And because the world has told us all these things that we should do, often we neglect what we want to do or what we desire to do or what fills us and our most authentic selves in the things that we want to accomplish and do. So, right, you could have an artist or a writer grow up in a family full of lawyers and all of a sudden they neglect the pieces that give them most joy and freedom and fulfillment to go chase the life of being a lawyer because that's what their family said, that's what the world said, and that was how this success was defined. And so I think we need to stop eliminating. We need to stop reducing or avoiding pain. And we have to acknowledge the fact that where we're at in our lives often is a subject of our own choices and things we've done. But getting to be most authentic selves and embracing the topic of embracing pain to avoid suffering is also about getting back to our most authentic selves, which means we've also got to remove some of those layers of should that have been layered on us over the years.
Man, that's great. And so in one sense, like we don't even know. We don't even know it's happening unless you have this conversation or unless you're working with somebody to kind of like to dig deep and to kind of like rework or kind of unwork maybe where some of these original beliefs stem from, then you don't even know. You're just kind of going through life. You may be successful. You may not be successful. I mean, you could be anywhere on that spectrum. So success aside, you just don't even know.
So you're exactly right. And you essentially quoted one of my favorite statistics, which is that our minds process 11 million bits of information per second. But we're only consciously aware of about 40. And so what that means is we're largely led by the unconscious. You're right. We don't know. And so what does that mean? What that means is that we often feel like life is happening to us, like it's fate, like we have no element of control. And until we go through a systematic approach of moving the unconscious to conscious, the unaware to the aware, we won't know. And we won't have the ability to have that influence and control we so desire for our lives, our businesses, our relationships, our happiness, all the above. And so more often than not, people are unaware. And that's one of the biggest things I'm trying to help people do is raise that level of consciousness so they can, you know, have that element of control back in their lives.
Wow, that's really exciting because, I mean, to me, that sounds like that people just have a lot of potential here now. So, I mean, as they're becoming more aware, as they kind of become awake on all these things, they now have the potential to really make some changes.
Completely agree. I think it starts with awareness and then is immediately followed by intentionality. But if we can't be aware, we can't be intentional. So I agree. That's part of the reason I committed my life to doing this is, you know, I get great joy out of reducing suffering for others and I get great joy out of helping people see the potential and opportunity and create their life of alignment and truly live with no limits from an aware place. So yes, there's nothing but potential and opportunity. Should people choose to see it that way and lean into it.
Man, that's exciting. Well, Brian, I could talk about this all day long, but we're about out of time on this episode. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on the Brian Bogert companies or to connect with you and your team, because I know we're just scratching the surface on this topic, what's the best way for them to reach out and to connect?
Yep. So I'm going to give three things real quick. I'm pretty much on every social platform at Bogert Brian. You can go to my website at brianbogert.com. Reality of it is, I told you we want to impact 1 billion people. What I realize is 99.9999% of those will never pay us a dollar. And so we create a ton of free content for people to learn and go, whether or not they're in a position to actually go down a coaching and growth path. And then I also have a free resource for everybody who listened today who wants to learn more about this topic. We've brought all of our coaching philosophies into a super succinct format. It's a free download. Go to nolimitsprelude.com and you can access that today. And so whether you feel like you know exactly who you are, you're completely stuck, or you're somewhere in between, this resource will be valuable for you. And by all means, I just want to determine if and how I can help. So let me know how I can help any of you on your journeys, whether or not you decide to hire us or just are looking for free resources. We're here for you.
Fantastic. Well, Brian, really appreciate you coming on the show today and appreciate all the work you're doing out there to help clients, both the ones that work with you directly and your team, and also creating that content and putting that out there in the world is really an important thing to do, which you're doing, and it just shows how much you believe and care in your mission. So great stuff there. And Brian, and to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Brian, thanks again for coming on the show.
Hey, man, thanks for putting all this good into the world that you're doing on this regular, consistent basis with bringing on good guests. It was a pleasure to be with you.